This is James Wilson, and welcome to another edition of the MTB Strength Coach Podcast. And today what I wanted to talk about was the use of tempo with a strength training routine. And for those of you that don't know, tempo is basically assigning a speed to each portion of the rep. And, you know, you have the eccentric or lowering portion. You have the pause at the bottom if you want to take one. And then you have the concentric or raising motion of the exercise. And all exercises pretty much have those three components. And, you know, some people will also point out, well, you know, there's also the point at the top of the concentric before you come back down. But without trying to overcomplicate it, most of the time when we're talking about tempo, when people in the strength training industry are talking about tempo, we're talking about a three-number system. And the first number is how slowly you want to lower the weight. The second number is how long you want to pause at the bottom. And then the third number is how fast you want to raise the weight. So, for example, if you saw an exercise and next to it it had a tempo of 3-1-1 or 3-1-1, then that would mean that you would want to lower the weight for 3 seconds to a count of three. So, like down, 2, 3, pause for a second, and then raise it back up. And so to a count of one. So, like I said, it would be like down, 2, 3, pause, up, down, 2, 3, pause, up. That would be the tempo. And basically the idea behind tempo, there's a couple different ideas. A guy by the name of Charles Poliquin had developed, who's still around, he's an extremely brilliant strength coach. Didn't mean to make it sound like he was so old school he wasn't around anymore, but he is one of the guys that popularized this concept of using tempo. And what his theory was, or still is that you can, you know, look at how long a set is taking and, you know, get an idea of what kind of response that you're going to get from it. So, you know, for example, if it takes less than 20 seconds to complete a set, then you're more than likely going to be working on, you know, strength. If it takes, you know, around 40 seconds to complete a set, you're going to be working more on muscle building. And so by manipulating the time that it takes to complete a rep, you can start to manipulate what type of results that you're going to get from that rep. Another thing that tempo brings to the table is it uniforms the reps. And so you make sure that you're not, you know, speeding up in order to make the reps easier as you fatigue and get later into the set and into your reps and stuff like that. And so, you know, there's a couple definitely good things that can come from using tempo. And in my experience, one of the most important things, like one of the best things that it does, is it gets people to just slow down. Most people just tend to lift too fast. They tend to just turn their muscles off and control a fall and then catch themselves at the bottom and then just try to rebound out of that and come up as fast as possible. And I mean, you guys have seen it. You go into any gym and, you know, the average speed of a rep is about half a second. You know, I mean, it's just down, you know, immediately back up, and which isn't necessarily the best way to lift. And so if you had my original Ultimate MTB workout program, then you saw that I used tempo a lot. In fact, every phase had a tempo assigned to every exercise. But one of the things that I started to realize is I got feedback from people, and, you know, as I was working, you know, more and trying to practically apply these things in my facility, is that especially with beginners, and when I, you know, use the term beginner, I'm talking about, you know, beginners in using a system like what I am using, where we're, you know, concentrating more on how we're creating the movement than on just going through a list of exercises. And, you know, if you've seen any of my videos, exercise videos, then you know I'm very heavy on coaching cues. I really want you to know what you're supposed to be concentrating on while you're executing a movement and you know, executing it correctly. So, you know, a squat is not just a squat. You know, there's definitely things that make a squat you know, better and allow you to get better results from a squat. And so what I started to realize was that in assigning a tempo to an exercise, that it was giving people too much to think about. And so, you know, I'm taking somebody that had never really been exposed to this kind of stuff, and I'm telling them, all right, you know, so we're going to do a squat, and I want you to think about staying, you know, tall and thin at the top. You're going to pull yourself down, keeping your chest upright, pulling your butt down towards the ground. You got to make sure that you keep your heels down on the ground. I want you to make sure that you're keeping your toes pointed straight. You're going to, you know, descend to where your thighs are parallel with the ground. At that point, you're going to squeeze your glutes, drive your heels into the ground, stand back up, and when you get to the top, you're going to squeeze your butt cheeks tight and think tall and thin. You know, get tall at the top to make sure you're not leaning back into it. Oh, and I want you to do a 3-1-1 tempo with that. Just mind overload. And so I just started to realize that the practical application, especially with people who don't have an amazingly strong strength training background, that don't have these movement cues ingrained in their brain, was just too much to think about. And so what was happening was that people were trying to concentrate on tempo. They weren't really doing the tempo the way that I wanted to see it, and they weren't really following the coaching cues the way that I wanted to see it. And so, you know, at a point I realized, like, you know, tempo is good and it has a place, but when you're first getting going on, you know, trying to move beyond exercises and get into movements, which is what I really preach. You know, we're not going through a list of exercises. We're practicing movement patterns, and it's how you create those movements that really gives you that transfer to your mountain bike that we're looking for. And so, you know, getting those movements dialed and understanding those coaching cues is far more important, in my opinion, than following some exact tempo. And now, I do recommend that people slow things down. You know, what I have found is that when I give people these cues to think about, they automatically slow down a little bit because suddenly they're being mindful of how they're moving rather than just turning their brain off and just pounding out some reps. And so just by giving coaching cues and having you concentrate on how to create these movements, it naturally gets you to slow down a little bit and start creating the movements better. And, you know, if I do have a client that still is having, you know, I'm still seeing them move too quickly, then what I tell them to do is you need to stay tight and think about pulling yourself down. There's a difference between pulling yourself down and just turning the muscles off and controlling a fall. And it's a subtle difference, but once you start to experience it, you'll see what I mean. Like, maintaining that tension and actively pulling yourself down into a rep will, again, slow you down. You cannot move as quickly when you do that, especially at first. It's a skill that you have to pick up in order to be able to move fast while maintaining that tension. And so, again, you know, those are the things that I recommend now. And so if you get my new Ultimate Interview Workout Program, you will see that I don't assign tempos to the exercises, but I do go over these points right here, that you need to be mindful of the coaching cues, you need to pull yourself down, and I do recommend that if you know, in order to kind of help ingrain this concept, try bringing yourself down to a count of two or three. So again, you know, we're kind of making use of the tempo, and this is actually something, you know, there's some debate in strength training circles as to whether tempo is good or not. And again, I think some other coaches have observed what I have, that when people are thinking about too much, that they don't do anything really well. And so, you know, again, though, but you don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak. And so, you know, understanding that okay, well, maybe assigning a really strict number to the tempo isn't the best thing to do with people at the beginning. So, you know, telling them, okay, I want you to pull yourself down, take a pause at the bottom, and then bring yourself back up, you know, versus I want you to come down quickly and immediately explode out of the bottom. Or if I tell you, I want you to be, you know, rhythmic with it, you know, down and up at the same speed. You know, all of those are, you know, all of those examples of how I want you to perform a rep are also uses of tempo. And so, you know, again, there's more than one way to go about it, but just understanding that just because I took the numbers out of the ultimate MTB workout program doesn't mean that I don't believe that tempo has a place and that it's not still in the program in some form or fashion, because it is. Like I said, you know, I still recommend you pull yourself down, you bring yourself down under control, and try to bring yourself down to a count of two or three if you need to. But again, the idea is that you're integrating these things in at the appropriate time. Now, once somebody's been working out and they have these movement patterns ingrained, they have these coaching cues ingrained, then assigning a tempo to an exercise, I think, is a great way to continue to manipulate the workout in order to get the results that you want. Because again, you know, a workout program is a prescription. You know, just like anything else, when you prescribe the right amount of the right kinds of stuff, you're going to get the results you're looking for. And so the more aspects of your program that you can control and manipulate, the more likely you're going to be able to produce the results that you're looking for. But again, just understanding that you can't perfect everything at the same time. And so I guess, you know, the main point is that tempo is good, but it's not only assigned through the number system. You know, just telling someone how you want them to perform a rep is also a use of tempo. And just understanding that how you create the movement in the beginning is far more important than the speed of the movement. And again, you know, like, you know, not moving fast and gonna hurt yourself or something like that. But you know, having all of your concentration on those coaching cues and really ingraining those coaching cues that I go over is the most important thing. And so, you know, just understanding where, you know, what you want to work on as you're progressing in your training career, so to speak. So, you know, again, that's pretty much it. You know, tempo is a great thing, but, you know, how you move, how you create a movement is far more important than the speed of the movement. So understanding movement. Movement is the number one thing. You know, it doesn't matter how much weight you're lifting. It doesn't matter how fast you're moving. It doesn't matter how many sets and reps you're doing if your movement is bad. Okay, so movement has to be established first. That movement baseline has to be established first before you start worrying too much about these other elements and variables that you're going to control in your program. And so so that's pretty much it. You know, just some fuel for thought for you guys this week. And, you know, again, just making sure you don't want to, you know, you never want to just turn muscles off and control a fall. That's tough on your joints. Maintaining that tension on the way down is definitely the way to go, but you don't necessarily have to have a number assigned to your reps in order for you to do that and get the advantages of that. So anyways, that's pretty much it. So once again, this has been James Wilson with MTB Strength Training Systems, and you guys can check this if you guys got any questions or comments on this. I got this posted on my blog at bikejames.com, and feel free to pop over there and post any questions or comments that you have below this post, and I'll be happy to get back to you as soon as I can, and I will talk to you guys next time.